It's never good to start a boo with yawn, is it? But somehow, I didn't think to do it first. It's certainly a sticky evening. Walking home from the station today, it almost felt as though I was breathing in some thick soup or something. It was trying to get the oxygen. It was remarkably difficult in this intensely humid atmosphere. Quite incredible. Anyway, I stopped at Waitrose on the way home, as one does. And I have some shopping. And I need to put it away, because it's been sitting here a few minutes whilst I charged my phone up so that I could boo. The reason for me booing is I have this nasty habit, as some will know, of coming home of an evening, and instead of getting on and cooking dinner or whatever, ooh, my giddy aunt, that's not what I wanted to do. Instead of getting on with stuff, I sit down on the sofa and go to sleep. So one thing I have found, however, is that if I sit out to boo it, that I actually get on and do something rather than going to sleep. So I thought first of all I would share my thrillingly exciting unpacking of my shopping with you. I'm sure you'll be delighted with that. And then, as a special treat for staying with me, I'll make dinner. What I'm going to do, actually, before dinner, sort of for dinner, is to have a sort of appetizer of some bread and some cheese that I've bought. The cheese, I've got no idea really what it is, but it felt interesting. Yeah, it's nice. It's you know, proper cheese, nice cheese from the nice cheese selection in Waitrose. Not just any old thing, you know. Cure, what do you take me for? Feel be laughing now. Yeah, so I just picked this sort of fairly random cheese because it felt interesting. It's a sort of square shape. And I thought I'd give it a go. So I'm going to just warm up some bread in the oven and have a little bit of cheese on warm bread. To begin with, there's something I want to find, and I can't remember what it's called. So just bear with me one moment whilst I find the thing that I can't for the life of me recall it. I think it's in that thing. I think that's what I wanted to add. I'm just going to season my bread a little bit. I know that may seem a bit odd, but there we go, never mind. It can all be odd sometimes. I would tell you what I'm seasoning it with, but as I say, I just can't for the life of me remember the name right this moment. It's a herb. Does that help you? We'll see. And, I'll go on this one here. Oh, that's a little bit of black pepper. Why not? Let's put a little sprinkle of black pepper on as well. And finally, I know what I'm going to put on there as well, because I'm just making this up as I go along. I have some proper nice, like that you see, proper nice sea salt. Not just any old salt, but actual big granules of sea salt. It's rather nice salt, I have to say, as salt goes. And I'm going to put that on as well, because sea salt on bread is rather nice. It slightly has a stronger flavour than normal salt. Right, okay. So that's going to go into the oven. I'm not going to melt the cheese in the oven, because I want to taste what it is like in its fresh state. Right, put this in the oven. Like so. Now what I'm also going to do is pull the headphones out of my phone now, because I'll get told off by Fee for not recording it with using the iPhone's amazing, brilliant, superb-ish microphones. Here we go, noisy sound coming. Noisy sound, what a stupid thing to say. Most sounds. Right, okay, I'll put that on top of the cake tin. If I ask you where I've put my earphones, they're in my pockets, okay? Because I'm good at losing things like that. Right, well, shall I get on and put stuff away for a bit? So, I have in here. So, the bread that I've used for that was just some boring old baton rolls that I heard a member of staff, and I'm pretty sure they were standing next to those, from what I could hear, saying that they were all 10p and had to go, otherwise they'd be thrown away. Now, I could have ended up buying the most expensive batons in the world, having totally misunderstood things, which, you know, quite frankly, I think my just desserts for looking in and not actually checking. But yeah, I thought I'd get them anyway. I have here some grapes. To say, I've really got into having grapes in recent times. And even green ones like that. There's never really into green grapes. But I am now. Right. In the fruit. Something in the fruit smells interesting. We have some carbonara sauce. We have a fish fry, which I'm going to go in the oven. Is it okay to go in the oven? Because that's not what I'm trying to see. Come on, freezer. Okay, it's going in the freezer. Okay, it goes in there. And a bottle of wine. It is a Chilean Cabernet Sauvignon. I just fancied a bit of wine. In fact, I'm going to take the lid off now and let it breathe. It's not quite the same as popping a cork off, putting a cork out, is it? That smells quite good, actually. It's reasonably, I'd say medium to full-bodied. Quite fruity. But there's also a little bit of oak in there, I would say. But that does smell good. And it comes with a recommendation of the lady who was stacking the wine in there, who actually I have come across before, and she knows her wine. The nice thing about Waitrose, actually, you get a lot of staff who actually know their sections really well, which unfortunately you don't get in every supermarket. And that's not just me being snobby. It's true. Went to Tesco some time back to get some dry white wine for a certain person. I'm no expert on dry white wine, I have to say. So I asked for some advice. And they spent literally 10 minutes going up and down the shelves looking for dry white wine. It can't be that difficult. I would imagine that they would have dozens of dry white wines on their shelves. Right, I am putting some more food in the fridge. That was, if I remember rightly, some kind of risotto. What else have we got in here? Oh yes, we need to put this away quite quickly. We have some ice cream. Now I'm intrigued by this one. It's one that, can't I put in the freezer? It's one that I've never come across before. It's chocolate ice cream, but it's made using coconut milk. Somebody is going to be so jealous of me. And what do we have in here? Yogurt, that was it. They didn't have any of my normal yogurts for some bizarre reason. So I have Yo Valley, whatever it's called. One is raspberry and one is lemon curd, which I thought sounded interesting. So I went for it.
that's one benefit of doing what I should do more often and asking for help. I find more interesting things.
Yogurt in there.
I'm looking forward to having those. I'll probably end up there with their big, big tub, so I'll probably end up having the one in one go there. And we have some saucy sun. And some chicken licking, which I'm intending to cook this evening. We have sweeties, because I'm being naughty, and it's quite nice to have sweeties to pick on at work.
So I'm just leaving you for a moment.
You can hear me properly. Those there. Let's see if there's anything else to go in the fridge, so I don't have to keep opening and closing the door. Cheese! There we go, there's my cheese. In fact, that won't go in the fridge immediately because I want to taste it. Please mind the gap between my words. Okay. So, chicken licking. Actually, that's not good practice, I'll put thing on. Cooked meat, top of the fridge. Uncooked meat, bottom of the fridge. Yes, Robert. We do know something about food hygiene, I think.
You may forget occasionally.
Right. Okay. Bread smells good, actually. Even if it is a new cheap baton thing. Right. So let's investigate this cheese. Let me bring it over here. So it's in a, square in shape, probably 6 inches by 6 inches by 4 inches deep, and the cheese itself is wrapped in cellophane, but it's in a rather nice rustic feel, half box. It's a sort of cardboardy thing that it just sits in. There's nothing that goes over the top. I'm going to pull the cheese out of that. Okay. It feels like it's slightly moulded to it, which suggests, I suppose, it's a slightly softish cheese. It's either that or it's just been too hot in Waitrose today. Right, I'm unwrapping it. It's, when I say cellophane, it's not vacuum-packed or anything. It is just simply wrapped. There's nothing actually sealed. Wow, it smells really amazing. Those who don't like fairly smelly cheese shouldn't come to my flat for a little while, because this is quite smelly. But that smells amazing, really good. I'm going to just cut a slice of that. We'll discard the wax for the moment. Just go for the cheese. Find out later whether the wax is pleasantly edible or grudgingly edible. Right, I'm just going to taste a bit of this before I get the bread. It feels quite similar to camembert. It's a slightly nutty flavour to it, but a bit firmer than camembert. I mean, obviously it's a little bit difficult to say because different temperatures and things, but you know, roughly at the same sort of temperature that I'd have camembert at, it tastes fairly similar, but the consistency is just very slightly different. It's got a slightly bitter aftertaste in the throat, but in the mouth, lovely and buttery and warm. That's really gorgeous. I'm going to get my bread out in a second. I'm just going to cut a couple of pieces of cheese to have with my bread. I'm going to be good and do what
was told by Dieter in Germany, which is not to put the cheese on the bread. You eat one, you eat the other. They still complement each other, but
you don't make a sandwich out of it. Bread's not good. My seasoning worked. I still can't remember what it actually is, though. It's the herb that you often smell on pizzas. When you're walking down sunny roads in foreign climes, and what does my foot hurt? And you smell this wonderful smell wafting down the road. And I don't really eat pizza because I don't eat tomato. But I do love that smell. And I can't think for the life of me what it is. Despite having a pot of it. Where's it gone? Here. There we go, there's a pot of it. Eat it. Right, okay. I think we'll get the bread out. However far it's gone. Excellent. Smells good. Smells good. Right. Let me get a plate. Off the draining board. Come on, butter. Come to Robert. Really, the butter always runs off. Just when you want it. Okay, so we're going to go for this. I might as well bring you. You can have a come with me for a taster. This could be a long recording. This might be a good point to wind forward. Possibly. That's assuming you haven't wound forward already and I'm not talking to myself. Which is entirely possible. So what I'm thinking of having for my main meal is some pasta with the carbonara sauce, and I thought I would cook one of the chicken breasts. They're sort of mini chicken breasts, so maybe actually one or two of them to add to the carbonara. Make it a bit more meaty. Can't beat a bit of meat. Right. Oh, sitting at my dining table right now. And there you go. Bread. It smells remarkably fresh for cheap battens from the supermarket. Oh, I put the phone. Did I even bring the phone in here? I'm sure I did. Oh, yes, it's right next to me, though. Idiot. Okay. Ooh. The sea salt really works. That's good. And try a little bit of cheese with it. Balances really well, actually. That's really nice. I might have to Omobi, or what do you call it? Tap tap C the cheese to find out what it is. Mm. Sorry for the yummy noises. I was going to give you a proper tasting, but I think I might just eat it. The cheese in the mouth feels quite velvety. It doesn't really run. It still just sort of sits there, but it's got a lovely texture to it. Well, I shall spare you the rest of the crunching. He says, crunching. And pause you for just a moment, and we shall resume in due course. Bye for now. Well, apparently, this is news to me, the cheese is Petit Pont Le Vic, or something like that. It's very nice, anyway. So, I need to clear a bit of space here. I can go up there, and then move on to the next stage of this gastronomic extravaganza, which is tasting the wine. Just put a few things away. Probably should have added the wine with the cheese, but this is the order that we're going in. Looking back. Right, here we go. I'm going to pour a little bit of this. Just a little bit. Now the nose is cherries, but of a light kind. What's the sort of cherries with raspberries? That smells really nice, actually. I think it's got a reasonable body to it by the smell, but also this most gorgeous fruity sweetness, very summery. Oh, now. Very rich in the mouth, very full feeling in the mouth. Initial flavour is quite a rich, dark body to it. But then you get this amazing flash of fruit as it goes down your throat. This sort of lasting flavour, but just for a few moments, is of raspberries and strawberries and all kinds of summer fruit and berries and it's really very nice. And it goes wonderfully with the cheesy taste in my mouth. Very good. Okay, next step. Chicken. I am mad. Has nobody ever told you this? Right. That. Ho hum. Chicken. Where did I put the chicken? I put it on the bottom shelf, didn't I? Because I was being good. I'm not wanting to kill myself. Right. Actually, what I do need to do, because it's dry pasta I'm going to use, I need to put the pasta on, don't I?
homage to Cyndi Lauper did it, I believe, and also who did it originally? It was Brain. No, who did it?
Put your sweet kisses, your arms open wide. The feelings,
something
burning me up.
I'll stop me. I'm sorry.
I think I probably changed key a lot of times, but I don't know how many phrases there were, so, you know, it's difficult to know, really. Can you have phrases when you're whistling? Well, there are lots of musical people, an audio boot.
Which I'm sadly not one. I would really love to be. Right. Well, you're getting more than you bargained for in this boo, aren't you? Wow, aren't you lucky people? Right, that's the water boiled. Put the hob on. Kettle to pour into pan. Pasta just for ease. Probably shouldn't do it that way around, but never mind. That goes onto hob. Pasta probably needs 10-15 minutes ish.
Timer only. 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
Idiot.
Timer only.
Shall it again, shall we?
10 minutes, 11, 12, 13 minutes, 14 minutes.
Start. 14.
Timer only 14 minutes.
Okay. Which now gives me time to look at the chicken. However, what I'm going to do is just check the time on the recording first.
You're going to tell me.
Plenty of time. Alright, I'm gonna wash my hands. Then I'm going to find myself a plate onto which I can put chicken.
Sorry, Hans.
It's not really a chicken. You don't have to eat me. Not this time. Right. Okay. I know it was realistic, Vance, but... farmyard reproductions department. Nor did I, to be honest. How many little breasts should we have? They're not tiny little breasts, I must say. So we have very little chickens. Yeah, that will go for 3 little breasts. Which is a good job for you lot. Two little boys, two little boys. Oh, there's something about climb up beside me and I wouldn't let you down and stuff like that. When we were two little boys.
Remember the end.
Do is cut up these chicken breasts, because despite the fact that they are tiddly widdly, they are not quite tiddly widdly enough for me. I want them really tiddly widdly. Apologies if I'm coming across as slightly mad this evening. It's probably true. It's just, you know, having been in a hot office all day long. I'm using my kitchen scissors to cut these chicken breasts into tiddly widdly pieces. And when I say tiddly widdly, I mean tiddly widdly. I don't think I really want spiciness, do I, in a sort of carbonara-y thing. So, let's find some black pepper. Probably want lots of black pepper, I would have thought. Where's a black pepper on? Someone stole the black pepper! Funny herby thing was that I used before, I'm going to put a little one on the chicken, because, you know, if you've got it, flaunt it. Something like that, anyway. Give you a full rendition of all of Harry's classics, but to be honest, I can't remember how "Tie me kangaroo down, sport, tie me kangaroo down" goes. and other exciting things. I don't think I want coriander seed ground on my chicken, or do I? A bit of coriander?
Oh, why not? Just a tipsy bit to go with the tipsy woodsy chicken. There we go. You have a little bit on there.
Nothing to get excited about. Probably won't even taste it. So don't you fret about it. Oh, no. By the way, I really haven't drunk anything before the wine that I just drank. If that makes any sense at all. It may sound as though I have, but as I said, I'm just grateful that I have escaped the office.
I found the dried herbs, by the way. I'd be pleased to know. And, there we go, I'll put the dried herbs on there. And, yeah, why not? Let's just go for a bit more of the sea salt, because it is delicious stuff.
And, seems you don't need so much of it, despite the fact that I'm using loads this evening, it's not going to block my arteries and kill me instantly. It's going to wait a while first.
I've got this stuck in my head. Please somebody shoot me now to make sure that I'm dead.
Or something. No, don't actually. Because I need to finish doing this and all the water will boil dry and stuff if I'm dead. So let's not die. Right, that's the chicken all covered in it. That's quite nice, actually. And we shall fry that off in a moment in a little bit of oil. But we'll do it in the same pan for ease of cleaning and stuff, so we shall have to wait
5 minutes, 11
until the pasta remain. Comes out there. Let's find a colander. Shame Fee's not here. Because then I could make some rubbish joke about her being my colander girl. Ba-boom! That didn't quite ring as I hoped it would. Right, well there we go. Maybe I'll pause the recording for a weeny, teeny, incy, wincy, teeny, weeny, yellow polka dot. I thought I ought to check on the pasta, really. If I can find the handle without scolding myself. Right. We need a fork in order to poke the pasta. So what you have to do, pasta has to be poked. It has to be put in its place, its pasta. Ow! Because it's quite hot. Did I get another fork? No. I think it's quite soft, actually. I think it's gone past al dente and has become pasta soup. I'm not even going to bother getting a piece of that out because I don't think I can. I'm going to pour it into a colander instead. And yeah, about it really. And we'll do the chicken and then the sauce and then we'll put the pasta back in again. Oh my God, and I have steam going up my hand and that hurts. I can't let go because otherwise I'll eat the pasta. I've just listened back to a bit of the recording. It's quite ear-piercing, the whistling, isn't it? God. Now I know what everyone's been saying all these years. Shut up, Robert! Right. What we need is a little bit of olive oil. I think it's an olive oil that I can cook with. Who cares? Never mind. I'm sure it won't kill me. Smells roughly like olive oil. Give or take, you know. I was trying to hear that go in there, but it didn't really splosh an awful lot. I don't know if I've got enough or not. I generally add too much. There we go. I heard that. Right, here it is on there.
moon we have here.
Plastic one.
Excellent. Well, I should have done with some onion. That would have been good. But never mind. Forgot. Let's put the chicken in. Ooh, what am I knocking over?
Put one piece in, see if it's sizzly enough. Yeah, that's sizzly enough. Here we go, and put the rest in. And they really are quite small pieces, these. I wasn't joking. I'm not sure that all of them quite went in. Yep, there we go. I just ran the spoon very quickly over the hob itself, and hey presto, there were was a chicken piece on frying away on the hob. We've got it off now though. We now have a sort of electrical barbecue smell. I'm going to turn it down a bit because it's a bit hot. Make sure I keep this chicken moving. Spitting away at me, that's very nice of it. Spit, spit, spit. In fact, I'm going to put the saxophone on, so now you won't hear a thing. Okay. The recording will probably run out in the middle of this anyway. If it does, do tune back to find out whether I die of food poisoning or anything. Could be interesting. Ow! Wow, that was quite hot. I'm not very good at knowing actually how long to cook chicken for. I tend to do it slightly too much, which I know is probably what you should do, but I don't want it too close. What I'm going to do in a moment is add the cheese sauce and then add the pasta once that's come to a boil, and hopefully that'll be all wonderful. Ooh. Seriously hot. Chicken bit. Spit at me, chicken. I'm ungrateful. Spit, spit, spit. Starting to smell it. Difficult. That's quite a good sign. Not yet burnt, so you know, maybe we've got the right balance, possibly. Who knows? Oh, ow, again. Right, okay, game.